Mara says a masik is a hegdish, is potter. Anyone is masik hegdish, not just kiigach sharish, kiigach sharish and shariyeh. That's by Karen. All the 24 of us nizikin pay meta. And the Gemara says, "Kol v'chaim al hegdish." How can Rabbi Akiva say you pay meta when you're masik hegdish? Everybody knows masik hegdish is potter. Sounds like all the 24 of us nizikin. No one is chayv. Kiigav shari. That's only mamoina shehizik. What about other mamazik? Also potter. So Tosis says yes, and they discover three psukim. So we went with the three psukim yesterday. So the pashtos here is kiyachol prat lamazik. You're not chayv chaimish. Mashma, the simple mashma says, "Akem you are chayv." That's a poshe pshat. He potter from chaimish. But Tosis says, once you have the posik by Bor and the posik by Karen, that masik hegdish is potter. So then we reinterpret the posik yechol prat lamazik that minatoyer you're even not chayv Karen, and it's only by the rabbanon that you have to pay the Karen. It's a very big chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. So the third, what was the third part? One posik was kerechol prat lamazik, that it means minatoyer not even chayv Karen. One posik is kiigav sharish and shariyah by Karen. The third posik is by Bor. What does it say by Bor? Bor is potter. Shor psuli hamukdoshim, because it says that's a Gemara later, because it says v'meisi alom misha meishalo to exclusion of shor psuli hamukdoshim. Why shor psuli hamukdoshim ena meishalo? Why is it ena meishalo? So the Gemara said because by psuli hamukdoshim you have to shecht it and then you can eat it. If it dies a natural death, you can't eat it because it's nevela. I feed it to a goy, feed it to a behema. No, you're not allowed to feed it. Psalim Magdoshim, you're not allowed to feed it to a goy. You're not allowed to feed it to a behema. It's still a korban. Even after you pay, then it's yotzei l'chulin, and it's not really yotzei l'chulin. It still retains partially the dinim of kedusha. Still an isa giza avoda. The Gemara says you get malchus if you do giza avoda on it. You need the shchita to be matir. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that maybe you need shchitas kachim. Gemara says there's a difference between shchitas kachim and shchitas kulam. We had that shchitas kachim needs kavana. You have to realize that it's a korban. You have to realize that you're shechting it. Shchitas kulam, you don't even have to have kavanas chatichas imanim. Just need to gavra. He throws the knife in order to hit a target and happens accidentally to shech the chicken. So that's also good. So you don't need kavana at all, the way we paskin. Even in the coin to the Tana that shechita tzicha kavana, still not the same as kochim. The sasik with kochim, let's say, I know I'm shechting an animal, so shechita has kavana, but I didn't realize that it was a carbon, so by kochim it's no good. By chulin, there's nothing to know. You just have to have... By chulin, you just have to have kavanas chaticha simonim. By kochim, you need more kavana than that. So there's a Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought there's a possibility that shchitas psula megdoshim has the dinim like shchitas kochim, and it has to have the heter shchita. By also ein parim sa kochim lachin on the klovim, ein parim sa kochim lachin on the nochrim, because they don't, the klovim and the nochrim don't need shchita to be a matir. So the only time you're allowed to eat it is if you're one who is mitzvah in the mitzvah of nevela, then the shchita is matir for you. So if a psul hamakdoshim falls into a bor and it dies, then it's also bahano. It's korban, it's hegdish, it's also bahano. And the only hanoi you can get is tizbach ve'achalta basar. Tizbach ve'lagiza ve'achalta ve'lo l'kol avecha basar ve'lacholov. A special dinim. So Tosis says if bor is patam psul hamakdoshim, Kavuchemad Abor is potter on Hegdish Mamish. Even though Psalm and Mekdashim only have partial Kedusha, it retains partial Kedusha, and it's Bor is potter. So Kavuchemad, real Kachim, that is potter. So we just pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik thought that this seems to contradict the Tosis later. Tosis says, why did need a drasha Shor v'loy Odom? Enough al Shamash Shor achamor. If the Odom falls in and he gets killed, so you don't pay koifer. That's what it means, shor v'loy Odom. So Tosis says, Odom falls in and he dies, so a meis is also bahano. So since a meis is also bahano, so a meila, the board doesn't pay. Whenever Psula Magdoshim falls in, and you need Shechita to be matter, and the Shor Psula Magdoshim got killed, so it didn't have a Shechita, so it's also Bahano. So why do you need another drasha, Shor V'lei Adam? It should be covered with the same pasuk as Psula Magdoshim, because Amesi Alo Misha Amesha Alo. And a mace is asamana. So Tosfos answers, a mace is asamana is only a Jewish mace. A goyish mace is mutabana. So what if a Jewish person owns an eved, shaloi mal betova l'shem geris? An eved mal betova l'shem geris has a kedushas Yisrael. Probably will be asabana. So Tosfos says, what if you own an eved? I bought an Eved, either he sold himself as an Eved, or another Nochri owned him as an Eved, and he sells him to me. I own an Eved who's Loimal Betova, L'Shem Kedushas Yisrael. It's not Chayv Mitzvus Ke'isha. So Tosfos says, if he dies, it'll be Mutabano, Meise Akama Mutabano. So in such a case, you need a Pasuk Shor V'lei Adam.
If Eved's referring to an Eved who's not Mal,
the doubles, then
what's the difference in that and
Nachri Akani Yisrael
in that
Tosfos? Yeah, what did Tosfos say?
Eved
means
Eved Kanani? Yeah, it says
Eved
Ula
Nachri
Akani
Yisrael. I don't know. There is a wild Tosfos in Nozir. Tosfos says that only Jews are Mekabel Tumah. A live Nachri is not Mekabel Tumah. So Tosfos writes that an Eved Kanani is not Mekabel Tumah. How can it be? So Rabbi Kevega says there is no such thing. How can it be? Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvos Kisha. How can it be? Is not. So does Tosfos mean over here that an Eved Kanani is Chayv Mitzvos also Mutabano? I don't know. We should check in the Rabbeinu Peretz. How does it say in the original? Maybe it's a mistake in Tosfos. I don't know. But the Pashtus is that it's a stira. The Tosfos on Yudam and Aleph, the last two lines in Dibra Maschon Shahashor, that Tosfos seems to be understanding that the Ptura of Shor Psula Magdoshim Kozos Abano, and our Tosfos seems to, the top Tosfos on Zainam and Aleph, seems to be understanding that the Ptura of Psula Magdoshim, because of the Kedusha's Korban Shabo, retains partial Kedusha's Korban, not because of the fact that it's Osabano. Seems to be a contradiction. I seem to remember from a few years ago that Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out this contradiction. Maybe he didn't, but I think so. Okay, so that's what the Gemara. How can Rabbi Kiva say Kavuchayma lehegdish, that Odom HaMasik as a hegdish has to pay Meitav? HaMasik as a hegdish doesn't pay anything. Mar said not everybody agrees. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya that when the Torah says that there's a difference between Chatzin Nesik and Nesik Shalem, that's only by Masik as a Hedyot. But Shor Shel Hizik as a Hegdish, there's no difference that even Tom pays Nesik Shalem. So Tom pays Nesik Shalem, so that's called Bechaim al Hegdish. Then in such a situation, you would. So he doesn't hold from the whole din. We just made a whole din over here. That Masik as a Hegdish at Potem, we pulled together three psukim. Wow. And Rabbi Kiva obviously doesn't hold like that. He holds a Masik as a Hegdish is Chayiv. He'll interpret every pasuk differently. Masik as a Hegdish is Chayiv. But there seems to be another machloikis between machloikis. I don't know, maybe. We don't know what Rabbi Shmuel says about that. But there seems to be a machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, something about Meitav. That's fair, some kind of machloikis about Meitav. What is that machloikis? The Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Meitav Sadehu Shal Nizik, Bid Nizik Shaminon. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and he holds that Bidimazik Shaminan. So the Gemara is not sure what does that mean, Bidimazik Shaminan. Bidimazik Shaminan means, where does the Gemara have the Shaila? Here, the last 12 lines or so on Zainam and Beis. Boy Menei Rab Shmo Baraba Me Akrunya, from the city Akrunya, Me Rabbi Abba, he said the Shaila. Yishen Shama B'Shala In Shama Da B'Shala Alam In Shama. So that's when it means Mazik has 10 different kinds of quality of property. He has Ben and Ziburis, he has all kinds, all different levels. And the Nizik only has two kinds of fields. So whatever is the best field that the Nizik has, and the Mazik is Mukhif to pay Meitav, Meitav Shadeh Shal Nizik, Yam Mukhif to pay Meitav Bishaloilam or Bishalo. No, whatever is made up by the Nizik, that's good enough. So that's Bidin Nizik Shamina. The Shaila is Kitaboy Lachalid Rabbi Akiva. When he says Bidin Mazik Shamina, what does he mean? Does he mean Bidin Mazik, whatever is the best of the Mazik, or does he mean Bishaloilam Hen Shamin? So if the Mazik just doesn't have Meta Bishaloilam, you're not going to tell him he's Mukhiv to go buy, he's Mukhiv to take money and buy Meta. That you're not Mukhiv, that's for sure. Who, the only one that we say, even though you don't have what you're supposed to pay, you have to go and get it, that's by Schiris Poilim. That's what we had, the Rabbi Natan Brogaloyim, Agim, Aldinim Haim, that's on Tessam and Aleph, the last half of the Tessam Rav Huna Omar. So Rabbi Natan says, he quotes a Gemara, he didn't say an original, he's just collecting all the Gemaras. So he quotes a Gemara at the very end of Bab Metzia, Kuf Yud Ches. That's Mamish, the end. The Mesicht ends, I think, Kuf Yud Ches. So the Gemara tells there that by Schiris Poilim, you have to pay cash. And if you don't have cash, I say after the poil does work all day, so I say take some leftover, have extra furniture, have extra svarim, have old clothing, I owe you $1,000, take $1,000 worth. So the employee can say Ziltrach is vin vaisi moes. He can say I don't want to take your second half stuff, your old clothing and your old, even though it's taka worth $1,000. I want cash. So that din, that's only a din in schiris poilim. That din doesn't apply to mazik. If the mazik has to pay meitav and all he has is ziburis, so you don't make him go sell the ziburis, go get meitav. That's not a problem. But we're talking if the mazik does have. So if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel ben Nizik Shamina, that's all. Mazik on mechuyev to give him whatever's the meitav of the Nizik, even though it's not at all his meitav. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that ben Mazik Shamina, so what did Rabbi Akiva mean? Does he really mean ben Mazik Shamina? He has to give whatever is his best, or is it enough? If it's Bishaloilam and Shamin, he gives whatever is considered meitav Bishaloilam, even though he has better than that. He doesn't have to get better, but if he has less than that, he's not mechuyev to go buy the bishalolam hanshom. This shayla bishalolam hanshom and shom. Yeah, how do we paskan on this shayla? How do we paskan la halacha? Where was the Tosfos? The Tosfos is chesam and aleph imascha lahotzi pachusha bekelim. How do we pass it? Near the halacha, the b'shalo hen shaman, achi isle the Rab Nachman b'ksubas daf kufyud. So Tosis thinks, many Rishonim said, they think that psak is b'shalo hen shaman. It's not enough b'shalo elam, you have to give b'shalo. This shayla b'shalo hen shaman, b'shalo elam hen shaman, one could have distinguished and said, it only applies to meitav by nezikin, because you have a pasuk that says meitav sadeh, meitav kam sham. How did we arrive at Beinonis by a Balchoiv? So we said there are three opinions. So I think the Feinayim on this daf and Ches refers you to a Yerushalmi, and he interprets the Yerushalmi. I didn't look it up. I don't know if it's his interpretation or it's explicit. He says the Yerushalmi says that Beinonis is Menatoir. But the Babli doesn't have that. The Babli has the discussion in Gittin on daf. Where is it, daf? Memtes. So the two opinions in the Babli are, is the Balchayv start with Meitav, and we knocked it down because of a psychological consideration that I shouldn't see my next door neighbor has such a wonderful field, so I'm going to go be a loan shark, I'm going to lend him money knowing that he's a batlan, knowing he's going to lose the money, he won't be able to pay back the halvoa, and then I'll be able to take away this beautiful house or the beautiful karka that he has. So it's a psychological consideration why they changed it with the Rabbanan. How can they change a din minatorah? You can't change it. The din minatorah remains the same. They may have kibbez na hefka. All the takonas that are abonim in the area of din imamis all rest on the principle of hefkibbez na hefka. So that's one opinion. The other opinion is the reverse. Minatorah starts off with ziburis because of kidu ula. That's right in the middle of chesam and aleph. The amar ula, dvartara dina, balchob dina, bzibushan, bachutz tamad. Okay, and with the Rabbanan, they elevated it to the level of Beinonis because of a psychological consideration. The mob is going to be a nice guy, lend him $5 million. They're going to get stuck with Ziburis. He's not going to lend any money to anybody else again. So this is a psychological, there's a psychological reason why they changed it. Either it started with midas and psychologically we don't want him to be a loan shark, or it started with zibuz and psychologically we're afraid. So psychological consideration could say that that's not the same shaila. Meitav is a gzeris hakasa meitav. So that you can say a shaila whether bishalo or bishalo elamen shaman. When you're dealing with psychology, it could be that's totally different. Could be over here bishalo, there it's bishalo elam. Here it's bishalom, there it's bishalo. Could be that it's different. I don't know why the Gemara equates the two shailas. The Gemara, in the last 10 lines or so, the last 12 lines on Zainam and Beis, has the shaila bishalo, bishalo elam. The Gemara equates. The same shaila applies to Beinonis, whether the Beinonis is B'shalo in Shaman or B'shalo Elam in Shaman. Okay. Maybe called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, I said Tikkun. However you determine Beitav, either B'shalo or B'shalo Elam, so they true the reason why they established that Bal Chavis Dina B'Beinonis, made the Rabbanan because of psychological considerations, but once they made the takonis and they made the cane, their eyes are tikkun, so it's also either bishalo or bishalo, whatever the hasber is, that the Gemara is assuming like that. And Tosfos says we pass on lalacha, many Mishnayim said we pass on lalacha bishalo and shame because of that Gemara and Ksubas daf kuf yud. Very good. Now the Gemara has a new issue. Romile Abaye Rava. The last 15 lines on Zayin Amud Aleph. The line begins with the words Romile Abaye Arumia is a contradiction. Abaye Rava, when they were younger, they learned together. When they got older, each one established a yeshiva. So Abaye, probably when they were younger, so Abaye presented Akasha to Rava. There seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah says Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Tamshan, Meitav En Bidu Achmin Eloi. On the other hand, by Bor it says Kesev Yoshev Lebala V'Hamesi Elo. So what do you need the verb Yoshev? How does the Pasuk read? It says in the Pasuk that he has to pay. So what do you need the verb Yoshev? It should say Kesev Yishalem. I don't know, it already says. It already says something before. I already forgot. Rashi tells you what it says. Where is it? What does it say? Balaboy Yishalem. So let it say Balaboy Yishalem Kesef. Vamesi Allah. Why does it say Balaboy Yishalem? You have a verb, Yishalem. And you Kesef. Yashiv Lebalav. Yashiv is another verb. The same thing. Lebalav. Of course, Lebalav. So what? So it should have said Balaboy Yishalem Kesef. What do you need the verb yoshiv for next verb? So must be yoshiv l'rabbi shavakesef avilu subin, even garbage. So isn't that a contradiction? You say subin and here it says that you need meitav. So Rabbi initially has a teretz. Rabbi says lo kash kamidat kam bal korcha meitav. There is no din of meitav that all the choptal the rabbis and zikim can pay meitav. Meitav is a din of psak bezin. Whenever Bezdin has to step in and be koy for the person to pay, he's not prepared to pay on his own, then they sort of penalize him because he didn't put his act together, he didn't pay on his own. So we part of the psak of the Bezdin is we're gonna make him pay maker. But if he's kamidaita, kam bal kocha, if he pays on his own, then there's no dinner maker. That's not true. That's not the Gemara just says it's not true. Because the Mishnayos say you pay Shizakamalashan Maitab, it doesn't sound Gemara din. The whole Zereshav, it can't be. The Gemara rejects it. It's not true. So Elam Abai, what's the answer? So Abai gives a whole answer. The Gemara rejects that also. So what's the final answer? So the final answer is called Mili Meitavu. That Metaltalim is always considered Metaltalim is always considered Meitav. In Karka, you have three different levels: Zidus, Beinonis, and Ziburis. Because the Karka is stuck. The Karka is in Minnesota. Or the karka is in Alberta and Kansas, whatever. So you can't move it to a different location. So it's based on the context, based on that medina where the karka is attached to the ground. So it is Beinon Zibur. But in Betalklam, you can always take it, it's Betalklam, you can move it to another city. What we sell, let's say, there's some people who are in the used clothing business. So they buy old, worn-out suits that people in New York would throw out in the garbage. And they transport it to Africa, and they said they make a fortune of money over there. In Africa, the people have no clothes, so they're thrilled to buy a suit that's full of holes all over the place, and money's falling out of their pocket. They don't have any money there, so they don't care. The money falls out of the pocket, and it's torn here. What do they care? So they make money. In another Medina, in the Medina over here, nobody wants it. Another Medina, it's a Meitav, it's Edis. So that's what the Gemara suggests. So then it would have been Mutar Lachatchila to pay junk. If you all call me the Meitav, that's what the Gemara says on the second white line on Zayin on the base. The answer is, when they came from the yeshiva, they said the answer is call me the Meitav. Is that the maskana? So the Gemara has on Tes Amid Aleph, Rav Huna Omar. What's the difference between Tosfos has two girsas, whether it says Omar Rav Huna or it says Rav Huna Omar. What's the difference whether it says Omar Rav Huna Omar? Whatever it says, the name of the person first, and then it says Omar, means he's in disagreement with what someone else said before. Whenever it's Omar Rav Huna, it's a new paragraph, a new story. Rav Huna has a din. Same Mishnah is like that. You have Mishnayos. So a lot of times it says, Tanakama says a din, Rameir disagrees. If it says Amar Rav Meir, he's not disagreeing with anybody. That's the famous Kasha. Why does it say Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Is he disagreeing with someone who preceded him? Rabbi Shmuel Omer is the first line in the Torah's Kohanim, before you start the Sifra and Chumash Vayikra. So why does it say Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Should say Amar Rabbi Shmuel. So it's a famous story. In Yiddish folklore, they have stories about everything. Every line of the Gemara has a story. So you can't forget all the Gemara because of the story. So the day that Rabbi Yonis and Abishit, when he was a little boy, said they read him a Shidduch. I think they say it about Rabbi Yonis and Abishit. So the girl was from a different city. So they made up the Shatchen with the boy and the girl's father going to meet in a midpoint. So they made up they're going to meet in a city halfway in between the two cities where they lived in a shul. So they came to the shul shine. So the girl's father wanted to see if the little kid knows how to learn. So he wanted to say shtikl Torah. Said, "What should I say shtikl Torah on?" So the shul, there were no svarim. So he said, "There's a siddur. Open up the siddur wherever you want, and I'll say shtikl Torah." So they opened up to the page Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So he said shtikl Torah. Why did it say Rabbi Shmuel Omer? It should say Omer Rabbi Shmuel, because it doesn't say anybody before. It's not disagreeing with anybody. So the answer is a different pshat. How can Rabbi Shmuel say there's a klal of prat, prat of klal, klal of prat of klal? Don't we have a rule that en muktam miyucha batera? Just because something is written earlier doesn't mean that it happened earlier. So whenever you have a klal of prat, maybe it's really a prat of klal. Whenever you have a klal of prat of klal, the psukim are not necessarily in order if you say en muktam miyucha batera. So the Gemara asked this question in the first parak in Psochim. The Gemara answers, when do you say en muktam miyucha batera in two different parshias? This story is in this parsha and that story is in that parsha. Just because this parsha is chapter Aleph and that is chapter Hey, doesn't mean that chapter Aleph occurred before chapter Hey. But if you're talking within the same parsha, within the same pasuk, there's a klal prat, that's a klal prat. You don't say the words in the pasuk are out of order. So that's what Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshit said. How do you name a child Yishmael? The Gemara says in Yuma, you're not allowed to name children after a rasha. Shem Rishayim Yirkav. Where does it say Shem Rishayim Yirkav? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shem Rishayim Yirkav. De la maskinam bishmai. You're not allowed to name someone after a rosh. So how did the parents name the child Yishmael? Yishmael was not a tzaddik. Yishmael was an avid avadizor. Mitzachek. Rashi quotes him as mitzachek avadizor. Gilavai shvichazdamim. So the answer is Rabbi Shmuel did tshuva. So therefore it's okay. Who says that he did tshuva? So Rashi and Chumi said he did tshuva because it says in the parsha, when Avram Avinu died, Vayikbar also Yitzchak v'Yishmael beno, that they both buried him, and it says Yitzchak's name's first. Even though Yishmael was 13 years old, 14 years old, than he was, I forgot already. He was older than Yitzchak. So you see that Yishmael realized, he recognized that Yitzchak, Kibi Yitzchak Kohar L'Chazera, that Yitzchak is more important than he. So that's why he was Mechabed Yitzchak, that he should go first in the procession when they were burying the father. So from the fact that it says V'ikbar also Yitzchak V'Yishmael Beno, you see that Yishmael also tshuva because he was Mechabed Yitzchak. How do you see anything from the Pasuk? Maybe Emukta Memucha Batar. So the answer is you have to assume like the Gemara says that the emuk the mucha batar doesn't apply within one pasuk. It applies one chapter is before the other, doesn't prove anything. So that's what the little kid said. He said, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, from the fact that the parents named their child Yishmael, that teaches you that there are yud gimel midas, that there's a midah klal a prat and prat a klal. If there wouldn't be anybody naming their child Yishmael, we would have assumed Yishmael never did any tshuva. But the fact that the parents gave the child the name Yishmael, I don't know if he married a girl, but that's the shtikl Torah that he said before bar mitzvah, I think. He said the shtikl Torah on the siddur. How do we get involved in that? I forgot already. Yeah, so what's the difference between Omar Rav Huna and Rav Huna Omar? Rav Huna Omar means he's in disagreement. Rav Huna Omar is in disagreement with what the previous opinion was. And Omar Rav Huna means a new member. So Tosfos says if the Gir says Rav Huna Omar, means that he's disagreeing with what he said before. What we said before is the second wide line on Zion on the base, called Mile Meitafu, that you can pay Lachatchili either Kesef or Beinanit or Idis or Metalkalim junk, any junk you have around the house, because called Mile Meitafu. And Rav Huna disagrees. You can't stick him with junk. It's an option. If you want, you can give Kesef or you can give Meitaf. But to stick him with the old clothing and all the junk that you have around the house, that's only if you don't have anything else. So there is a din by Schiris Poilim, Zil Trachas Vin Vaisi Zuzi. By Schiris Poilim, the employee can say, I want you go sell it. I want to get cash. But by Nezikin, there is no such din. So by Nezikin, if the Adam Mazik, the Mazik, neither has cash nor has Meitav, then he can give him Subin. But if he has kesha or karka idis, then he can't stick him with the sub. Rav Huna disagrees. So the question, what do you mean? Rav Huna Omar on Daf Tesam and Aleph is in disagreement with what it said on Zainam and Beis. That was, we learned it within the same month. Other people will learn it, they won't get that far. It will be next year. How can it be? Well, the answer is, Rashi said, this is all a footnote. Starting from Zayin Amud Beis until Tesam Anav, that's all a footnote, that's all a side point. Then we're going back to the original topic. You have to read quickly. So really, Rav Huna Amar and Tesam Anav is a continuation of Zayin Amud Beis. Yeah. So again, so we have this contradiction. On the one hand, it says Meitav, the best. And on the other hand, it says Yoshiv, you have the extra verb. It says Balabai Shalem, you already have a verb. So what do you need? Kesef Yoshiv the Bal. He said Balabai Shalem Kesef. I'm farting. What do you need? Another verb. Yoshiv must be Yoshiv the Rabbis Subin. Isn't that a contradiction? So the first answer is not accepted. That the din of Meitav is only in Psak Dezen, when Dezen is Koifim, after Pemeta, we don't accept that answer. And the second answer is going to reject also. We'll have to discuss it. And the third answer is a Machloikis. Rav Huna disagrees, and it's two opinions, a Machloikis, Rabbein Atam, and the Rif. And the Tosfos says, should we pass like Rav Huna, or should we? The Rif thinks we should pass like Rapapa Rapuna Bedi Rabbi Shua on Zion on the base, called me the Meitavud. Rabbi Natam thinks we should pass on like Rav Huna, but at least they agree on one thing, that Rav Huna Amar is in disagreement with Rapapa Rapuna Bedi Rabbi Shua. At least they all agree how to read the Gemara. So again, Abaye came to work on this stira. How can it be that on the one hand it says you need Meitav, on the other hand it says that Subin is also good? So Abai gives a whole fantastic story. Kid Emar. Abai was an orphan, and he was raised by his uncle, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. And he heard a Shtikl Torah. He always follows everything that Rabbi said. He rarely, not always, the Gemara says some things he doesn't follow Rabbi, usually he follows Rabbi. Rabbi was his uncle who raised him. And he says, oh, Shtikl Torah from Rabbi, and he thinks that that's going to help answer the stira. So the Gemara quotes a din, Misha Hoyo Tetanya, Bryce, Misha Hoyo Lo Batam Sosa Kramim, Veda Motsi Lemocha, Machil Mosa Maisa Oni Ad Matsa. Who's allowed to take Maisa Rani? Leket Shikra Peya Maisa Oni, these are Matan Sanim. What's the definition of an Oni? So the din is either a person one is not an usher. Okay, who is an usher? Who is an usher? So if a person has a job, a steady income, and he makes ends meet, that's called an usher. Or if he's out of a job, he's unemployed, but he has, in his bank account, he has assets. Tosfos says he has assets aside from Beiso Klei Tashmisho. In addition, over and above Beiso Klei Tashmisho, he owns assets that are valued at Masayim Zuz, 50 shkolim. They're 4 zuzim and a shekel. Valued at Masayim Zuz. What's the magical number of Masayim Zuz? What is it supposed to correspond to? There's a pasuk in Chumash, Einus HaMefata pays Masayim Zuz. You pay 50 shekel kesef. What has it got to do with an ani? The answer is, the Yerushalmi says, the Rasha Mishnayis Peir quotes it from the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masayim Zuz is how much a normal person would need to live for 1 year. So today, Masayim Zuz is mamish peanuts. It's a few hundred dollars. So it's so we would have to establish a different amount of money. The Bezin in every generation should establish how much do you need to live on for 1 year. This is not a Masayim Zuz over here. It's not a pasuk in Chumash. It's a Chachamim established. You need Masayim Zuz to live for a year. So whoever has below that is that's the poverty level. He's below the poverty level if he doesn't have Masayim Zuz. So the shad is, what if a person is a wealthy person, he has more than Masayim Zuz, but he happens to be away from home? He's away from home and he doesn't have, he went away on Shabbos, he doesn't have any money in his pocket. Does he have a din of an ani or not? Is he allowed to take money from the pushkin? So the Mishnah says in Peir, you're allowed to take money from the tzedakah. But there's a machlokes hatanaim, that you have to pay it back. So the first tana in the Mishnah says you mechuyev to pay it back. So what's the din? Usually we don't lend out tzedakah money to an asher, but in this case, because he doesn't have any assets, let's say the guy's wealthy and he wants to invest in a big business. He wants to borrow $1,000 from the tzedakah in order to do a big investment. We're not allowed to lend the money from the tzedakah money. But over here, because he doesn't have a penny in his pocket, so then we're allowed to lend the money, but he's mechuyev to pay back the money to the tzedakah. That's how the Tanna Kama says. And we don't pass like that. We pass like the next Tanna. Ani hoye b'yoso shor is not even mechuyev to pay it back, but b'toros midas chasidus. The Bar Tanur, Mishnah's quotes from the Yerushalmi, but the Rambam, I think, b'toros midas chasidus, he should give it back. If you have a real ani, who takes money from tzedakah, and then he strikes it rich, he makes an investment, he becomes a multimillionaire, not mechuyev to pay back. He should give tzedakah. Okay, now that he's an asher, he should give tzedakah, but there is no din that he's mechuyev to give it back. Since at the time that he took the tzedakah, he was an ani, so totally legitimate. It's not that whenever he takes tzedakah, mechuyev to give back. Not mechuyev to give back. So what's over here? What's going on over here in the Mishnah? So Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat goes until it says in the Rashi, Rishna Achrina, on Zayin on the base, right in the middle of the Omud. You have two dots in Rashi, in the Kudatayim, then you have Lishna Achrina, a different pshat. So the Lishna Achrina is the Rif's pshat in the Gemara. And the first pshat is Rashi. So let's again, the first pshat is, a person has Batim Sodas Akramim that are worth more than Masayim Zuz. However, Eina Motzi L'Mochron, but no one wants to give Masayim Zuz today. So is he considered an Ani or is he considered an Ashir? So the din is Machir. So the first pattern Ashir is, we treat it as a Suffolk. Is he an Ani, is he an Ashir? Because on the one hand and on the other hand, on the one hand he possesses property, Batim Sodas Akramim, he owns a lot of real estate, that really Alibidemus is worth Masayim Zuz. He can't get it. So maybe we should consider an Ani, maybe we should consider an Asher. If we consider him an Ani, he can take Matnas Anim, even Elev Zuz Bevasachas, Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. And if he's an Asher, he can't take a penny. So since it's a Suffolk, whether we treat him as an Ani or an Asher, so Machil Mosa Maser Ani Ad Machza. So we say, he's allowed to take tzedakah, leket shikrepeh maaser ani, up until the point that now he'll sell the karka, he'll get 150 zuz, he won't get Masayim zuz, get 150, but the karka is really worth more than Masayim zuz. But since he'll only get 150, so we only allow him to take 50 zuz from the tzedakah. Why? We treat it as a safek goni, safek asher. So the two alternatives are, can he take zero, or can he take elef zuz bevasachas, alpaim zuz, much bevasachas. So you say something like, maman amuta besafek cholkim. What do you mean, cholkim? Usually, maman amuta besafek cholkim, we don't pass like that. That's a memvav. Simcha says maman amuta besafek cholkim. In most cases, we will not hold like simcha. In most cases, we will say, amotzi machaver olav harai. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Perek Amercha Sapara. You'll say, amotzi machaver, whoever is muchzak wins. So over here, we say that the tzedakah is not muchzak. We ought to say that tzedakah is muchzak on all the maiserani. So we shouldn't allow this safek ani, safek osher, to take anything. We say, what do you mean? The tzedakah is not muchzak on the money. The matan sanin, lekad shikhapeh, maiserani is all sitting there. You don't say there's a muchzak. So we say over here, mamanamutta besafek chokim. What's going to be chokim over here? He could have taken a billion of asachas. If he's an onibus, so sure, he could have taken a billion. So we don't say halfway in between a billion and zero. We say ad machza, the real estate that he has, sodas bad, the bottom sodas and krumim that he's going to sell, he's going to get 150 shkolim. So we allow him to take up until 50 shkolim from the maisa oni. That's the first pshat in Rashi. So the Gemara says, "V'havi bomar," and Abai says, "My uncle, my Rebbe, Rabba, asked a kasha. Havayis da Abai v'Rabba. The kashas that Abai v'Rabba asked. Havayis a kasha. V'havi bomar, and Rabba asked a kasha. My Rebbe asked a kasha. Hechi domi, what case are we talking about? E who's al aris of the kol yama v'dei nabizol bahadayu. Real estate is down." Real estate is down, so the karka that he owns is not worth Masayim Zuz. So let him take afilu elef bevasachas, afilu tu menami lisfulei. You should be allowed to take elef zuz bevasachas. What do you say? He's a safek ani, safek asher. He's an ani. All of real estate went down. The hazol de kuli al menami. Everybody's real estate went down. So he doesn't own chutz lebeso klei tashmisho. He doesn't know Masayim Zuz over and above that. So he's Dina Ka'ani. He doesn't have a steady job. So he's Dina Ka'ani. Hello, what? It must be Doiker, Aris of the Kuliyam. Everybody's real estate is high in value. Oiker, Yoker, is high in value. Means it didn't depreciate. Everything is a good price. Only his, Vididei, and his real estate, I did the Alvin Ofik Azuz. Since the people see that he's hard pressed for money, so that's why they're all going to negotiate with him. They're all going to bargain with him. They're not going to want to give him the full amount. So because I did the Abinof of Gazuz, since he's running in, running out, he's in need for money. Therefore, Zol Are, his real estate, went down in value. But really, Ali B'demes, his real estate is worth that much. I feel to put the Nami Lo Lisvele, you shouldn't give him. Why do you say Yachloiku? Why do you say Maman Amutu B'Safik Cholkim? It's a toss-up between zero and a lot. Why is it a toss-up? Rashi says, I feel the top Rashi on Zion on the base. I feel the put the Nami Lo Leis, where it shouldn't get many. Shari Shavis Karkos and Masayim Zuz. His Kark is worth Masayim Zuz. The people don't want to give it to him because they see they're going to bargain on him because he's so hard pressed for money. So Rabbi said, try to knock sense into that Brysa. So Rabbi interpreted pshat in the Brysa. It's talking about Omar Mar Allah. And Rabbi, my Rebbe, said pshat in connection with that Brysa Allah. Allah is Bekesh Allah. So Brysa, lo itzricha. The case in the Brysa is, the B'yam in this, and Yikar Arasa, B'yam Tishrei, Zol Arasa. That every, that, not every, there are certain things. Toothpaste doesn't change summer or the winter. They charge the same. But there, pajamas don't change either, I don't think. But there are certain things. Fur coats are more expensive in the winter than they are in the summer. And summer clothing is more expensive in the summer than it is in the winter. So Bizman Agamari and that Vosam Akam Vosas Man, the real estate market was higher in Nissan. Will be on the Tishrei Zol Arisa and the Tishrei, whatever the reason is. Rashi gives a reason, and Tosfos is questioning Rashi's reason. But whatever the reason is, it was a seasonal thing. And in Nissen, they were more. The price on commodities that you sell depends on supply and demand. So if there's more demand and less supply, and this and everybody wants to buy karka for some reason or another, whatever the explanation is. So therefore, you call arisa. So there isn't so much karka around. It's only so much. So that's when there's a high price. And Tishrei, hardly anybody's interested in buying karka. So it's all arisa. It's going to be a lower rate. So normally, a lower price. So normally, the kuli amanatri, everybody else would wait on Nissan and Mizabna, they wouldn't sell a karka in Tishrei. But hi, this poor man, he needs money now in Tishrei. Oh, it's Tichalei Zuzi, he's in need for money in Tishrei for some reason or another. Therefore, Zabin Kidahashto. So he sells it in Tishrei. So the karka that you sell, we consider it as if it has two different values. It has the value of all things, and Sivis has this in several of his svarim. He says, Amazik, Mamun Chavero. Let's say I burned down your house. How much do I pay? Kam hu shavalim kabashuk. Shabbos is always kam hu shavalim kabashuk. And usually it's bosa makam and bosa zman. That's the Mishnah in Erechin. That the Mishnah says ein lahegdash on the mekom of v'shaita. Mishnah is talking that somebody in South Africa was magdish something for hegdash, and then the gizbar of hegdash comes to South Africa. He wants to auction off to the highest bidder and take the money to Yerushalayim and use it for painting the Beis HaMikdash, whatever. So he shouldn't take, he asks for a bid. So someone's going to give a bid, I give $100. The house is worth $1 million. So the gizbar shouldn't take $100. The din is b'diyebid, hegdash shaveh money. Shechilo shaveh pruta mechulo. B'diyebid, if the gizbar cheated hegdash, if the one who has paid it cheated hegdash, he gave a pruta instead of giving it shaveh money worth $100,000, so, but yeah, that's a din ena nor lehegdeshes. It's not din of ainor. It doesn't mean you're allowed to cheat hegdesh. You're not allowed to cheat hegdesh. And I know there are two dinim. There's a din iser ainor, and then there's a penalty of ainor. If he did cheat the other fellow, so if he cheated him shtus, 1/6, exactly how do you calculate 1/6? All discussion in Perakazov. So if you cheated him 1/6, then there's a penalty. Kona, the mecher is valid, and a machzer ainor. If it's yes and mishtus, if you cheated him more than shtus, so you have a right, the one who got cheated has a right to back out completely. So we have a din, ain't on order karkos. What do you mean? You're allowed to cheat on karka? You're allowed to charge whatever you want on karka? I fool the guy into believing that the karka is worth $1 billion. Then he buys it, turns out that it's worthless. So there is an iser I know of karka. The Ramban Chumash is, the Chumash gives the example of I know, the son of Ishas on Nisoy. When you sell karka and eretz sub is mancha yovel noeg, you have to calculate the price based on the assumption that the karka, I'm going to get the karka back when it comes yom kippur shel yovel, because there's a din of shmita's karkos and yovel. I get it back, so you're only selling for a few years. You're not selling the olam vod. So the chumash gives the example of the yisrael noah and the case where the fellow selling the karka. How can the tanaim derive from the pussy? The din of Aino only applies to metaltum, doesn't apply to karka. That's against the pasuk. The pasuk gives the mashal of Aino about karka. So the Rabban says the answer is asidot zvei dinim. There's an isa of Aino and there's a penalty of Aino. So the pasuk says when you sell karka, make a reasonable price. That's the isa of Aino. Certainly applies to karka. And the pasuk says that the drashif and the pasuk is miyana misecha dava nikta miyad liyad, to the exclusion of karkoes. That's referring to the penalty of Ainoa. That's what the menchas linch is. Where did the chazal get this idea? Shtus kana machzor al yasim shtus batul mecha. Where does it say in the chumash that there's a penalty at all? Maybe there's just an aber and there's no penalty. So he quotes the Ramban. Menchas linch quotes the Ramban. Ramban, he has a long arichas on it. Ramban shows from the psukim there must be there two dinim and I know there's an iser. So the same by hegdish, by akum is also like that. By akum, the gemara's lashon is la misecha ata machzor I know biata machzor I know la akum. Not that you're allowed to cheat the nochri. There's an iser I know to an akum. You're not allowed to cheat the nochri. If you cheat the nochri, so there's no penalty. Yata machzor I know la akum. Mishkan is active, tells the whole shaylan chelak hashem mishpat. A Jew sold a boat to a non-Jew, And he overcharged them way more than it should have been. And the guy didn't pay for the boat yet. And he took his boat that he bought, and he went riding on his boat. Then he asked around, and he finds out that was 10 times the going rate. He never bought a boat before. He finds out that he overpaid way more than he should have. So he tells the Jew, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you such a high price. You're a ganav. So he says, we have to go to Din Torah, to the rabbi. He says, what rabbi? I want to go to court. I'm not allowed to go to court. So it's not true. A Jew is not allowed to take another Jew to court. But if a guy takes you to court, you go to court. There's no avera. Jews shouldn't choose to go to court. We have, but they didn't. But if a guy calls you to go to court, you go to court. So he said, so the guy said, I'll go to any rabbi. No rabbi in his right mind is going to say, no normal person in his right mind is going to say, I have to pay 10 times the price. So they went to the local Orthodox rabbi. The rabbi says, Ein ono lakum. He says, the guy has to pay the full amount. So the guy says, is there a higher rabbi? Is there any appeals court? Anyone who knows better than him? So he said, yeah, Rabbi Yankala Karlina. So he said, he wants, they should send the shayla to him. So he sent the shayla to him. So he said, the rabbi is wrong. Ein ono lakum means lakum. He said, ata machzor ino. Ata machzor ino lakum. There's no penalty of ino. Just like by Hegden, just like by Karkov, we say there's no Dinam Aino, doesn't mean there's no Isser Aino. Of course there's an Isser Aino. The penalty doesn't apply. But here the guy didn't pay the money yet. So you can't force the guy to pay the money. So the Mishkan is Yankov writes, and the rabbi who wants to force the guy to pay the full amount will be Oivran Aino. He'll be Oivran Aver if he forces the guy. The guy didn't pay the money yet. So what do you mean there's no penalty? Let him not pay the full amount, and there won't be any Shaila Aino. So the Mishnah has a din when the Gizbo Shel Hegdish is auctioning off someone's donation to Hegdish, he should take pruta. He shouldn't take below the value. He should start off with they should assess it. The Mishnah in the first perek in Sanhedrin tells you there's a need for a bezin to assess the value of Hegdish, that the Gizbut should know what's the minimum bid that he can accept. So if it's metaltalim, the Mishnah says it's sufficient with a bezin of 3 to assess what should be the minimum bid that's accepted. If he accepts a pruta b'dievet, so it's nivden, you don't have to make up. But l'chatchili, you're not allowed to do that. So if it's karka, so it says you need a bezin of 10. Tisha b'koin, you need 9 Yisraelim and 1 koin, a funny din of a bezin of 10. And if it's metaltalim that he's auctioning off to the highest bidder, so you need a bezin of 3. So that's l'chatchila. So the Mishnah says, "Ein lehegdish alem akom avishayta." Let's say this item, they're selling a bag of potato chips. So it happens in this country, everybody's on a diet, nobody wants to buy potato chips. A bag of potato chips sells for a penny. But in New York, a bag of potato chips sells for $1.50. So it has a different value in different cities. So the Mishnah says, "Ein lehegdish alem akom avishayta." To assess how much a hegdish is worth, to establish what's the minimum bid that the gizbo should be willing to accept, bid the evet, if he accepted a pruta, the pidyon will be chal. But he shouldn't do that. He should insist on accepting. The lowest bid should be what the true value is. So they say true value here in the city where we're auctioning off, a true value somewhere in the world. So the Mishnah says no. Ein la hegdish ala mekomo v'shaito. So the Mishnah in Erechin happens to be speaking about Pidyon Hegdish, but the Rabban Kiddushin says that it applies to everything, not just to Hegdish. Rabban Kiddushin holds, the Gemara says, if you mekadosh an isha b'shove kesef, you can either be mekadosh an isha with cash, and the meaning is that we don't give cash. The meaning is you can be mekadosh an isha b'shtar also. The meaning is you don't give shtar, you give kesef. The meaning is you don't even give kesef, you give shove kesef. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Mordechai, says like that. He gives Shove Kesef. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in Kedushin says, Machleka Bisham and Bisil. So we pass on like Bisil, the minimum value that the ring has to be worth is a Shove Pruta. So what if in the city where the Chosin is being Mekadosh the Isha, the ring is not Shove Pruta? He's not giving her a ring, he's giving her a lollipop. So in that city, they sell 10 lollipops for a penny. So it's less than the Shove Pruta. In other cities, they cost a quarter for one lollipop. So it is Shove Pruta. So is it considered Shove Kesef? Is it considered Shove Pruta or not? The Ramban says no, because Ein LaHegdish on the Mekom HaVishayt is not restricted to Hegdish. That's Shabbos of anything. Kamu Hu Shabbos Limkum HaShuk That's how you establish Shabbos. And Kama Shavalim Kama Shut means Bosa Makam and Bosa Zman. I think Mar says a man is Mekadesh with a Shavu Kesef with less than a Shavu Pruta. Mar says Chashinon Shem Shavu Pruta B'Moda. She's Mekadesh. She's Misafik. Maybe in a different city, in a different country, in Modai, far away from Eretz Yisrael, maybe there it is worth a Shavu Pruta. Ramban said that's only Midi Rabbanan. That's only a Chumer Midi Rabbanan. That somebody from Modai may be here, and they'll see that the Rabbi Paskin, she's in Mekudeshes, and he'll go back to Modai. He'll think, oh, Mekadesh a woman with a lollipop is not Mekudeshes, but a Modai it's worth a quarter. Here it's 10 for a penny, but a Modai it's worth a quarter. So Ramban learns that that's a chumrah midi rabbanan. Another Rishonim disagree, but the Ramban holds that that klal, the Pashtun says that is the klal in Kol HaTorah Kula. That Ein Lehegdish on the Mekom of a Shaita, Shabbos is determined how much it's worth today, here, where it happens to be. So that's, if I was Mazik, your automobile, I have to pay you. I burnt your automobile, it's worthless. I have to pay Kamahu Shabbos. You got a used automobile. It wasn't brand new, it's already second hand. You've been driving your jalopy for the last 20 years. So it's not worth $25,000 anymore. So how much is it worth today? So they have booklets where they have a chart that tells you how old is the machine, how many miles it had, so how much it sells for, what's the going rate. So we always establish value. What do you mean bosa'zman? What's man? I destroyed your automobile, so the day of the hezek, how much was it worth? That's how much I have to pay. Or let's say I'm paid to the Hegdish. Ain't the Hegdish. I'm paid the Hegdish. The day I'm paid the Hegdish, how much would it sell for in that city? Let's say it happens to be Sunday and all the stores are closed. So Monday, okay. Bosa's man doesn't mean this minute. Let's say at nighttime, all the stores are closed. I burnt down your fur coat at night. All the stores where they sell fur coats are closed at night. No one's open at night. So Bosa's man means yesterday it sells, tomorrow it's going to sell for that. Even on the weekend, even on Sunday when the store is closed, that's considered Bosa Malkama Bosa's man. That's how much it's worth. Over here, Rabbah understood in this Braisa that the Shavius of the real estate, no one's doing anything over here. Not that someone was mazik the real estate, or not that somebody is poida the real estate, ben ahegdish. You have to determine what is the Shavius now at this moment. He's just trying to determine, is he an oni, is he an oshes? It's a very abstract thing. Does he have masayim zuzanah? So, since you're not doing anything now, you're just trying to establish whether he's an oshi or an oni, does he have, over and above, basil clay, tashmisho, does he have masayim zuz? So on the one hand you can say he does have, on the other hand you can say he doesn't have, because the price fluctuates. Said the Yomim Nissen, it is worth Masayim Zuz. But Yomim Tishvei, it's not worth Masayim Zuz. So he has sort of, we look at the bottom, so to Sekramim, as if it has the both values. And anything that has two opposite values, it's a Tata de Sase, which is it? So we have a Klal, sometimes, we have a Klal, that whenever there's a Tata de Sase, we treat it like a Sofik. So we showed this, there's a famous Ritva in Yuma. I think the first one who brought this to the attention in the Olam HaTorah is the Ragachava. He has in one of his letters, he quotes this, he likes all these kind of abstract things. So the Ritva says, not like Tosfos, that there's a Mishnah in Krisus. One Tana says, Ben Hashmashes means you're not sure when does Yom end and when does Laila begin. Is it at Shkia, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later, 2 minutes later? We're not sure when the Yom ends and when the Laila begins. Sure. And Tosfos assumes like that. But there's a Ritva in Yuma who thinks that that's not the accepted opinion. Ritva in Yuma thinks that Bein Hashmashes is a block of time which has elements of Yom and elements of Laila. How can I have elements of Yom, elements of Laila? Because there are two ways to determine Yom and Laila. Yom and Laila is determined by sun, whether the sun is shining or the sun is not shining. Yom HaLayla is determined whether it's light outside or it's dark outside. So there's a period of Bein Hashmashes where it's still a little light outside, but the sun is not shining. So it's, on the one hand it's Yom, on the one hand it's Laila, has elements of Yom, elements of Laila. So that's a tie to the Sasi. So the Ritva understands in the Gemaras that whenever you have a tie to the Sasi, you treat it as if it were a Sofek. So here also, Rabbah seems to understand, we treat this situation Because on the one hand, you can say that he's an Ashir, because if he waits till Nissan, the karka will be worth more. On the other hand, today in Tishri, it's worth less. So whenever you have a tie to the Sasri, has today's value, has the value from 6 months from now. So he thinks that you don't apply the rule in this case, because you're not doing anything today. It's not that somebody was mazik the karka and you have to assess the value right now. Not that the gizbar is auctioning off the karka to the highest bidder, and he's auctioning off this karka today. So then you say, bosom mokum, bosom. No one's doing anything to the karka. We're just trying to establish whether the person is an oni or an ashir. See, bosom zman doesn't apply. So it's a tie to the sasra. So he treated it as if it were a sofik. So usually, sofik mamayna lakula. Sofik mamayna the taveya cannot be moitzi from the nitva. Why? Because the nitva is a mukhsuk. But over here, we don't consider maisa oni. We don't consider mamun anim as if they're mukhsuk on it. So we say yachloku, but it's not yachloku. He could have taken $1 million by vasachas, or he could, if he's an oni, and if he's an asher, he can't take a penny. So it's a toss up between zero and $1 million. They give him $500,000. He says no. Rashi says it's a toss up between zero and a million. Okay, so we say he's only allowed to take. Told me enough for sure that now he's an asher.
Why do you assume that Meisarani doesn't have masakas?
The whole idea of machzokas is because it's b'shusa. The idea is b'shusa. So that's when it's a person holding on to something. Tachas yodai. When it's tachas yodai here, the farmer has the maiserani. The aniyim, the shevet aniyim, they don't have a tachas yodai.
So the corporation also not have a machzokas? But it's a halashem
ha'avos? Could be. Could be. It wouldn't be considered muchzok. I don't know. So that's the first pshat in Rashi. We're talking about a person who's a suffik oni, suffik ashir. So it's a suffik, if he's an ashir, he can take zero. Can take nothing from them. Matas anim. If he's an oni, he can take as much as he wants by vasakas. So since it's a suffik, that's the way we establish. Momon amut of a suffik cholkim. Cholkim is that we only give him matnas aniyim till we know for sure he's an asher. So 150 shkolim it is worth. We give him another 50 shkolim shine, we made him into an asher. That's the first pshat that Rashi learned. Then Rashi has lish nachrin, and second pshat is the rif. And Tosis has already talks about the two gear source. The Tosis also likes I think Tosis likes Rashi's second pshat. No. So what was the second shot in Rashi? We're talking about, not talking about a person that's a suffik oni, suffik ashir. We're talking about a multimillionaire. He's a very wealthy man. But he has no cash today. He has a lot of assets all over the world. He has no cash. So he wants to convert some of the assets into cash. But the people are not going to give him the full value. His karka, his real estate, is worth billions. So they're going to give him $500,000. The $500,000 is still an asher, but he's not mechuyev to lose so much money. So he's permitted to take matnas aniyim, either according to the Tanakhama Shita, he's permitted to borrow money and then on menas to pay it back. Or the way we paskin la locha, like the next time in that Mishnah there, in the end of Peya, he's permitted to take matnas aniyim as a midas chasidus, we treat it as a loan, and balot says, Shemaim should really give it back. So he's allowed to take matnas aniyim until he'll be able to sell it for half of its value. It's worth $5 billion, so if he can get it, if he can sell it for $2.5 billion, then that's not considered unfair. And if he can't get, he can only get $2 billion, he can't get $2.5 billion, but that's and it's really worth $5 billion, so then he's allowed to take maaser oni, because it's unreasonable to expect him to sell his valuable assets at such a loss. So it's like a person who is a wealthy person, he has masayim zuz, but he happens not to have any cash in his pocket today. So then the Mishnah has that din, he's allowed to take. So that's where Rashi writes in second shad lava onikoi. The second shad Rashi, it's not talking about a person who's a safek oni, safek asher, he's a vada yosher, a kol adam. the tzorach ma'aslam mizanis. He's pressed for cash. He needs cash. He has a lot of assets, but they're not cash. If he's going to convert them into cash, the people are not going to give him the full amount. So if they're going to give him more than half of the value, that's not unreasonable. So he doesn't have any break. We don't give him a break that he's allowed to take money. But if he's not even going to get half the value, ad machzo, not even going to get half the value, that's unfair to expect of him that he should sell his assets at such a low rate, and he needs cash. So we allow him to take tzedakah until the market goes up, and he'll be able to get half the amount. Wow, two totally different pshatim in the Mishnah. It's a brisa. Two totally different pshatim in the brisa. So what is it? That's beautiful. So what does it have to do with Meitav and Yoshev the Rabbi Shavu Kesla Afi Vesubin? What does it have to do? So Abayi says, Achanami Gabi Nizikin. So after he gets through the pshatim, either the first pshatim Rashi or the Lishna Achrinas, Achanami Gabi Nizikin, what din ebi idis? Strictly speaking, says Chumash, Meitav Sadeh, he has to give it. Yomalei Iyu. And if the Nizik will request Habli Beinanis Tvei Purta, the Nizik will say, it's in my best interest to get Beinanis. Why should it be so stupid that he wants Beinanis? So Rashi says, Kigon Sheish Lo Karka Samach Lo Sa Beinanis. The Pashtus is like the Rosh on the next daf that the Vilna Goyen quotes. The Rosh Choylik Al Zeh, on Techesam Beis. So the Pashtus is like the Rosh. Let's say the Mazik has 10 different Karkois that are made of. So does the Nizik have a right to demand, I want that soda that's made up. He owes him $100,000 and he has 10 different fields. Each field is worth $100,000 and they're all made up. So the Nizik has no right to demand, I want Dafka that soda. The Mazik says, I don't want to part with that one. So the Mazik has a right to choose which one he's going to give him. So despite the fact the Nizik has no right to, but sometimes he's probably going to say, Kofanos won't be this day. That's the Gemara in Bava Basra, in the first parak in Bava Basra. Let's say the Bechor is entitled to two shares, two portions. So you draw lots, and the Bechor may get one portion over there, one portion over there, not next to each other. That's not fair. So the Gemara says, Kofanos Hamid is dime. The other children don't stand to gain anything by insisting that the Bechor should pull out two tickets from the lottery to get the two sodas in two different places. So we give him Kofan Hamid is dime. We give the Bechor the two fields that are one next to the other, so it'll be easier to do the work. They'll plow their fields, plant their fields, it'll be easier for him to use one next to the other. So the same over here. Let's say the Nizik has the right to demand of the Mazak, I want Dafke this soda idis. Mazak has the right to pick whichever soda he'll give him. But what happens if the Nizik owns the soda next to one of the sodas so of Meitav of the Mazak, so he should really be Kofan Osamidas Dai? So the Gemara says, it's a strange din. Chanami gabi nizikin dine de idis. Min atoira, the nizik has a right to demand idis. The iom alei. But if the nizik will request of the mazik, havli benin is tvei porto. Instead of giving me meitav, give me benin is, give me a little more, so it'll be worth, let's say the hezik was worth $100,000. So he says, instead of giving me either a small karka that's worth $100,000, give me a beninus karka that's less valuable, so give me a bigger piece of real estate that's worth $100,000. So if the Nizik makes such a request, then the Mazik has a right, or Malen, the Mazik has a right to tell the Nizik, Ishaklus Kidinach, if you're going to take Meitav, that's what it says in Torah, you have a right to take Meitav, then Shkol Kedahashtam. I'll give it to you according to the present rate. The present rate is low. Real estate is low in Tishrei. So it's going to get a bigger piece of karka. However, V'ilai, but if you don't want to stick to Dinech, which is Beninus, you want, which is Mikra Dinus Idis, Meta. V'ilai, but if you want Dafke Beninus, because it's Samach L'Sod Shalcha, so then he has the right to say, Shkol Kiyukra Dilakame. Because it has all the fields have the double value. Any field, any month of the year has a double value. On the one hand, the value of Nisan, on the other hand, the value of Tishrei. The Gemara said that's ridiculous. Maskel darav bachad bayankim can write the kavshim zolkanaitzul benin zibachman amar Meta means even Meitav, and here the Nizik has a reason why he wants Davke Benes, why he wants Davke Zibuz, because he has already a field, Samachlo, should have been Kofel Amidas Daim. So you're going to tell me that if he requests the Benes or the Zibuz, it's already a little off. So you have a right to insist, Shkol Ki Yukra De L'Kamei. Why? It doesn't make any sense. A right to Kirchen Shol Nizakin, Eitz of Benes. It doesn't make sense. Again, alright, the Kirchhoff and Zok and Eitzel Benens. So, what is the Pshat? So we're left. That can't be the answer to the Stira Sapsuki. Abai thought that's the answer to the Stira. How is it the whole? What's the whole Havamina? Such a strange Havamina. Rabbi's Pshat, okay. Rabbi gave a whole Pshat in the Bryce. But why did anybody think that it could have a shaykhus with Nezikin? Very strange. The Gemara says, so we're left with the psukim. So we don't know how to answer this theorist of psukim. On the one hand, Meitav. On the other hand, Yoshev the Rabbi's Subin, even junk. So the Gemara says, the answer is called me the Meitavu, or the Rabbi and Tom holds like the final answer. Rabbi Amar, he passing like the last opinion of the Dabs. Yeah, we had a line in Taisvis that was interesting. So on the first line in the Tosha Zayin Amud Aleph, Ida Yakar Arisa Afilu Purta Nami Lo Leisvilei. If all the value of the karka is high, so the karka is really worth Masayim Zuz, but because he's a batlan, he's a shlemiel, and everybody sees and he tells the whole world that he's in need of money, and he has to convert some of his real estate into cash because he has no cash flow. So therefore they're gonna handle with him, they're gonna bargain with him, they're not gonna give him the right amount of money. So that since it's his own fault, Fishigorum Liatzma Uposha, because the Lahavala Lamelameh, because he shouldn't have let the public know that he's hard pressed for money. So since it's his fault, so therefore we say that he's not entitled to get any Maisa money. You don't give him anything. Adam Lloyd Pasha, I feel the Shabbos Yes Bim Sam Ziz Yochalito, Kodim Shim Kum Pachas Misham. So that's Tosis has a Chiddush. Tosis says if a person is an Ani and it's his own fault, the person is an Ani because it's his own fault, because he tells the whole world that he's in need of cash, and therefore one's going to have to sell his assets. They know that he's hard pressed for money, so they're going to bargain with him, so they're going to knock down the price. So since it's own fault, you're not mechuyev to give him tzedakah. That's quite a chiddush. So the question is, if you don't accept that sheet and you don't accept that pshat in the Gemara, do you reject this idea that Taisa said that if a person made up his mind, he doesn't want to work for a living, an adult makes up his mind, he wants to live off of charity, he goes from one place to the other, and he goes and he collects charity. So he made a decision that he doesn't want to work for a living. So am I mechuyev to help him out? It's maybe the mitzvah to give tzedakah is only one who unfortunately is an oni. But if he made a conscious decision to live in poverty, so maybe I'm not mechuyev to help him out. That would cut out an awful lot of people. We wouldn't have to give so much tzedakah because it's goram liatzmo. So that tesis says goram liatzmo, you're not mechuyev to give tzedakah. And the question is, the other Rishonim will learn the Gemara differently. Does it mean that they disagree with this Yisoid of Tosfos? I'm not sure. Pesach Yerideh doesn't say. So what else did we learn here? Shalom 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 and Shaman. Okay. Then we started the next Gemara. Tana Rabbanon on Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara quotes a Tosefta that Just like the Balchoiv and the Ksubasisho and the Nizik can collect from me, so if I sold the karka to the Lukuchas, so the din is kulam nichnusu tachas abaylem, they can go collect from the Lukuchas. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Kulam nichnusu tachas abaylem v'im taimar. But the Mishnah says in the end of Bava Basra that only Milva Bishtar has Shiba Nechosim. Without Shiba Nechosim, he can't collect from the Lukuchas. Milva Alpeh doesn't have. So Nezikin is usually a Milva Alpeh. How can it be a Milva Bishtar? So how can the Nezik collect from the Lukuchas at all? It's a Milva Alpeh. So there is an opinion in the Gemara that Milva Ksuva Turkic Suva Bishtar Damya, and therefore you can collect from the Lukuchas. But we don't really pass on like that. So Tosis says, maybe that's the answer. Maybe this Brisa holds like that Shita Inami. Milva Ksuva Turkic Suva Bishtar Damya. Maybe the Brisa goes with that opinion, that Ksuva Bishtar Damya, and therefore you can collect from the Lukuchas. But we don't pass on like that. You pass on like Ksuva. So what's the answer? So Tosis says, Yeshlami Kishamad Bidin. Because it says in several places, they tell you on the side, Bava Metzia, Bava Basu, Erechen, and then Bava Kama. Come on, somewhere later in Bava Kama. So Tosis says that after Hamor Bedin, then there is a Shim Nechosin. Yeah, what kind of a din is that? That's also, it's based on Hefker, Bezna, Hefker. That Bezna has the ability to be Mafka, my property. Bezna has the ability to be Makna, my property, to other people, even without a Kenyan. The Gemara in Gittin learns out from Psukim that there's a principle of Hefker, Bezna, Hefker. But that's a big machlekes, Rishonim and Achrayim. Everything, both parts of a Hefker, Bezna, Hefker, Menatar, maybe it's only Hefker, is Chal Menatar, but Lahaknas, Lacherim, maybe that's only by the Rabbanim. So here, this is Lahaknas Lacherim. The Bezin makes a Gemara Din, and when there's a Hamara Bedin, a Gemara Din, Bezin paskens that the fellow owes the money, so included in the psak of the Bezin is that they created a Shiba Nechosim on his karka. Shiba Nechosim is a Kinyan Lachatzayim. So Bezin has the ability to be Makne, the karka of the Nizik, karka of the Mazik, to the Nizik. They can make a Shiba Nechosim. Shiba Nechosim is a Kinyan Lachatzayim. So that's a question whether that works Menatar or the Rabbana, but it works. Hefka Bezna Hefka works even Lahaknas Lachem, so it works. So that's what Tosis says. We're talking about a case. Bezin made a Gemar Din, and included in the Gemar Din was that they created a Shiba Nechosim. Then Muki Yosef has an easy answer on Tosis Kashi. He said, what's the problem? Who says that the Mazik didn't write a Shtar for the Nizik? Mazik wrote a Shtar. This is to ascertain that Ayod the Nizik $50,000 because I smashed his automobile. I destroyed his automobile. That's worth $50,000. So why can't you say there's a Milva Bishtar? It's such an easy answer. Why did Tess have to go so far to say Ahmad Bidin? You should have said Hach Maskin, he wrote a Shtar. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, a possibility. Maybe Tess is of the opinion you can only create Shiva Nechosim by giving a Shtar. That's the Mishnah in the end of Baba Basra. Milva Bishtar is Goyve from the Lekuchas Milva Alpeh is not Goyve. So maybe you only create Shiva Nechosim by writing a Shtar if the Hischaivus Mammon in the first place came out, it was Hischaivus Midas. I borrowed money from the other fellow. Or I bought Karka from him and I owe him, I didn't pay him the Dmei HaMekach. I owe him $1 million. So I write in the document that I bought the karka and I owe the moicher $1 million. So since when you buy karka, it has to be midai tocho, when you obligate yourself to pay the dmei hamekach, that's a hischaivus midas. So maybe then when you made the ikka hischaivus was hischaivus midas, then you could add on in the shtar and make it the shiba nechosim. But if the hischaivus to begin with, the whole initial hischaivus is a milva ksuva b'Torah, the Torah imposes the chiyuv on me, like a mazik, then maybe there is no institution of shtar that if you write a shtar on it, then it makes a shiba nechosim. Maybe you can only create a shiba nechosim with the shtar that's written in hischaivus midas if the chiyuv on the initial chiyuv was a hischaivus midas. But if it's nezikin, maybe a shtar is not going to change it. Interesting shaila. Now, so let's just talk from the fact that the Tosis didn't say the obvious answer of the Nemuk Yosef, would appear perhaps that you can't create a Shiva Nechosim. Aydei Shtar. Okay. So next week I'm not going to be here. So I ask you, please, Chaza. And if I have a chance to, I'll be in touch and we'll try to do some Chazar over the video. Okay. Enjoy your vacation from me.
Have a safe flight.
Thank you.
The
rules are the Bechina.
What's expected of the
law. You have to know the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Whatever we discuss, you have to know the Parshios. You always take 10 out of 13. I didn't make the Bechina yet, but you always have a choice 10 out of 13. Okay. But the Bechina is going to be after I come back, no?
The day after.
When? Monday. Monday is the Bechina. Okay. Good.